title of this show is that I really titled this show "Drop Out of College Now"? Is that real? Is that going to show up here on the screen here, or did it already? It's coming in. Is it coming in now? Drop out of college now. Who is this sender guy? What kind of communist tells a person, his entire audience, to drop out of college now? Hi, everyone. Martin Zender here. And does this mean I'm not proud of my son, Paul, who's going to graduate from college next year? Of course not. I'm very proud of him. But I think he could have done just as well without it, you may say. But Martin, you need a college degree to get certain jobs. Well, that is true. You do need a college. You do need to jump through a hoop in order to enter the circus of those who say you need to jump through the hoop. But, you know, people say the same thing about spirituality, theology. Well, you can't. And this is true, too. You cannot teach at a official church and of any denomination unless you have a degree, a theological degree, which is all bullshit. I repeat, in the seminary, the hoop that you need to jump through, the things you need to learn in order to get a job as a pastor at a recognized Christian church is all bullshit. The shit of bulls is what it is. And it's a total waste. It's worse than a waste. It's detrimental. And so, if that principle applies there, why can't we apply it to the world at large? To a great degree, I think we can. There are some exceptions, I suppose. But again, it depends on what circus tent you want to enter. Every circus, if you want to enter a circus, you have to jump through their hoops. Hoops of flames, hoops of fire. You have to ride on the back of a horse. You have to do what they tell you to do to get into their particular tent. But if you want to invent your own tent, then you can do what you want. And that's what many famous people have done. Of course, I'm drawing spiritual analogies. Yeah, those two analogies here in the Bible. Look at this great verse. I've always loved this. In Acts chapter 4, verse 8, Peter, being filled with the Holy Spirit, said to them, "Chiefs of the people and elders, if we today are being examined as to the benefaction to the infirm man by what he has been saved, let it be known to you all and to the entire people of Israel." They had just healed the lame man Peter had, I believe. "Let it be known to you that in the name of Jesus Christ the Nazarene, whom you crucify, whom God rouses from among the dead, in this name this man stands by before you sound." In the name of Jesus Christ we do that. "This is the stone that is being scorned by you builders, which is becoming the head of the corner." So that which is scorned by the institution becomes the head of the corner. And I'm going to show you that soon with a list of notable people who became famous, who were scorned by the institution. They became a cornerstone of great industry. And again, the application can be made to spiritual industry as well as worldly industry. "This is the stone that is being scorned, which is becoming the head of the corner, and there is no salvation in any other one, for neither is there any other name given under heaven among men in which we must be saved." This is my favorite verse right here, verse 13 of Acts 4. "Now, in beholding the boldness of Peter and John, and grasping that they are unlettered and plain men," unlettered, they had no diplomas, they had not been to Jerusalem Technical College or the Antioch Theological Seminary. They marveled. And it will always be the case. They marveled at Stephen, even though they hated his guts in Acts chapter 7. They marveled. How did he know all this stuff? He's so smart. We never saw this guy at school. But look at this next thing it said. "Besides, they recognized them that they were with Jesus." There you go. They were with Jesus. And that's the education that Peter and John had. They were with Jesus. And that's the education we have. And people have to leave the formal education in order to be educated by Jesus Christ. That's why it's so hard to bring seminary people into the truth, because they're educated by the system and they're so screwed up by the time they get out of there that you have to turn them upside down, slap them around a little bit, and deprogram them, because they've been brainwashed. Same with education in the U.S. College kids are brainwashed to do things a certain way. And I'm going to show you soon some notable people who dropped out of college or never went. And I'm not even going to go and say that a college is neutral. It's detrimental because it can be, because it causes you to think in a box like everyone else. And you go through the funnel with everyone else. I've often said this. What does a Baptist seminary produce? Yeah, a Baptist. What does a Methodist seminary produce? A Methodist. What does a Twinkie factory produce? No, not a bag of Fritos. Twinkies. So you're going to come out of there not being filled with, not being a freelance spiritual genius. You're going to come out a Baptist, a Methodist, a Twinkie, a bag of Fritos. It's tragic. Now, I love this site. Go to College Dropouts. This is an actual website. You're going to love it. Think how much money you're going to save. If you're saving up for your kids' college, think how much money you're going to be saved by flushing that entire plan. I mean, you're suddenly rich, right? Now you can go on a vacation that you always wanted to. Or you can buy your kids something nice that he can actually use. This is going to be fantastic. This is called CollegeDropoutsHallOfFame.com. CollegeDropoutsHallOfFame.com. And there's hundreds of people listed here, but I love the introduction. Don't know who's writing this. They don't identify themselves. I'm quoting now from the website. I'm a firm believer that most college students would be better off dropping out of school, hence the title of my show, Drop Out of College Now. Dropping out of school and investing the money they now spend on college. Then take the 4 years they would have spent on college and travel, work, play, and spend time with smart people talking about important things. It would be your choice on what's important, not a professor, not a dean, not a faculty committee. You decide how you want to spend those 4 years. It's your choice of what you think is important, whether it's work, travel, play. You know, my son Paul was smart because he was offered a job at GNC, you know, the vitamin store, the nutrition store. And this is while he was in his junior year at college in Ohio. And he found out, he got a part-time job at GNC, but he found out he was good at sales. And the manager recognized it and promoted him like right now. And pretty soon they offered him his own store. And they're saying, this kid has potential. And so Paul looked at how much money he could make in a year. And he's going, geez, if I quit school, drop out of college for a year anyway, I could make all this money that I couldn't make otherwise and pay a good part of my education up. So he still wanted to finish his college education because he's a consistent guy. He wanted to finish what he started. But he saw the wisdom of laying off a couple semesters in order to work. I'm convinced he could have put full-time energy into GNC and made 10 times more than I'll ever make, 100 times more than I'll ever make at GNC. It's a good company. But he decided to just get his feet wet there, and he's trying to juggle everything now. But the point is, that it's, you don't need it. It's not essential. Back to this website. You don't have to go to college to be a success. Even if you go for a while, and again, as I'm reading this, apply it spiritually as well. Even if you go for a while, you don't have to graduate to be a success. Here are just a few of the people who have become famous and or successful without graduating from college and or high school. A survey conducted by Bloomberg in 2010 shows that the School of Hard Knocks was the number one source, tied with the University of California, for CEOs and S&P 500 companies. Harvard was the number three source, along with the universities of Texas, Missouri, and Wisconsin. So, yeah, successful people do come from colleges. But number one producer of geniuses, rich people, captains of industry, the School of Hard Knocks. The School of Hard Knocks features CEOs who never graduated from college. And so there's hundreds of people on this site. Okay, I'm going to leave that site now, and I'm going to go to BuzzFeed.com, and we're going to look at 23 famous dropouts who turned out just fine. Thank you very much. Ellen DeGeneres. You know, not a huge fan of her. She dropped out of the University of New Orleans after just one semester. But great. She's a very successful entertainer. Mark Zuckerberg. Ever hear of that guy? He invented that site that you spend way too much time on. That's Facebook. He left Harvard to invent Facebook. Good move, Mark. The dude's a billionaire. I've never heard of this guy. Media mogul Russell Simmons dropped out of Manhattan City College just shy of finishing a sociology degree. I don't know how helpful a sociology degree is anyway. The guy did well. Brad Pitt was set to be a journalist when he dropped out of the University of Missouri 2 weeks before graduation. 2 weeks. I love that. That's ballsy. You got 2 weeks to go. I screw it. I'm going to be a movie star. And he did. Ted Turner. This guy created the 24-hour news cycle. He was expelled from Brown University. I'd like to know what for. Oh, it says here he was caught with a girl in his room. Not a girl. My God. Oh, that kind of ties us in with the 144,000 who are celibates. And there are reasons that the 144,000 are not caught in their rooms with girls. Okay. It's detrimental to their spiritual health. The women are going to be upset about this. Don't panic yet. I'm going to get into it this week. This is only Wednesday, right? We got 2 days to go. All right. I'm bold enough to talk about why the 144,000 are celibates. Who's Natasha Bedingfield? Sorry, I don't know these modern people. According to this, she's a fierce songstress. I better check her out sometime. She withdrew from the University of Greenwich after a year to focus on singing. I guess it was a good choice. Here's a guy you might know, Steve Jobs. Dropped out of Reed College to become the father of Apple. Here's a fun fact here for you. Before Steve left Reed College, he took a calligraphy class that later inspired him to include a wide range of fonts instead of just one standard text on the first Macs. Thus, one could argue computers have fonts because of Steve Jobs. Oh, and the guy dropped out of college. Did I mention that? Yes, I did. Oprah Winfrey dropped out of Tennessee State University, and she seems to be doing okay with herself. Bill Gates dropped out of Harvard to pursue his love of poetry. Haha. No, not really. He loved computers, and he founded a company called Microsoft, and he dropped out of Harvard to do it. I love that. F. Scott Fitzgerald left Princeton University because of what? A girl in his room. No, not this guy. Poor grades. He married Zelda, as you know, and they drank absinthe at many of the famous bars in Paris in the 1920s, hung out with Hemingway, and allowed the surrealistic painters such as Dali, Salvador Dali. Whole Foods CEO. If you want to get healthy food, you go to Whole Foods. Great organization, wonderful business structure. Founder John Mackey dropped out of the University of Texas after 7 years. What, 7 years? Yeah, I say it was time to leave at that point. He was screwing around. A lot of your kids are going to go to college to screw around. They're going to the party. Do you want to underwrite their alcohol problem later in life? I don't think so. Tell them to drop out. John Mayer, famous musician. I don't know much about him. Looks like a pleasant guy. He's got a white hat with a blue band on it. Dropped out of Berklee College. Good for him. Only to come back later and, well, yeah, become a famous artist. Ralph Lauren. Is that how you pronounce it? It's French. Lauren. I don't want to screw it up. Ralph Lauren, maybe, for all I know, founded the great the designer Polo, right? Anyway, dropped out of college. Lady Gaga dropped out of NYU. Good for her. After her freshman year. Good for her. And she's taken over the world. Very creative person. Oh, John Lennon. Man, don't get me started on the Beatles. John Lennon expelled from Liverpool Art College, and he joined a band. And actually started a band, and Paul McCartney joined his band, and then George Harrison joined it, and then Ringo Starr joined it, and none of those guys could read music. None of the Beatles could read music. And, you know, I know a lot of people have Bible verses memorized, and they know the whole Bible, and they can play those Bible quiz games, but they're forever learning, and never coming to a knowledge of the truth. They're spiritually ignorant, even though they can quote you verse reference after verse reference. I often joke like I don't know where things are. It's not a joke. I don't know where a lot of things are. I probably don't give myself enough credit. I know where a lot of verses are, but most of them I don't. The Beatles didn't know where any of the notes were. They couldn't find them on a scale. They probably didn't know what a scale was, but they were geniuses, and they connected. They had music inside of them, and those that they could hear something. They heard something inside of them, and they could play it on a guitar. They could play it. they could play Oron a piano. Paul had a dream, and he woke up and he had the melody of yesterday in his head. That's genius, ladies and gentlemen. And we are tapped into the genius of all geniuses, Jesus Christ. And if you look at the history of any great men or women of spirituality, none of them graduated from seminaries or from cemeteries. There's many more people here, many more people. Walt Disney, Tom Hanks, Abraham freaking Lincoln. It goes on and on. Coco Chanel. Anyway, I got to close here, but this is the template of success in this world. It is to tap into your own potential, God-given potential. I'm not preaching some sort of free will here. God gave you a potential, and he gave you like the foot to run with. He gave you the foot to run. Let it do its job. He gave you a spirit to seek him. Let it do its job. Get the institutions out of the way. He gave you the sun to make you healthy, the air to make you healthy. Stand on the earth. Look at the sun. Read the scriptures and grow in the growth of God.